Our second guest on the show tonight is Philip Muir of the Dublin Dragons Draoghta Quidditch team. And I'm delighted we should be joined by Philip on the line. Philip, how are you today?
Hi, I'm really good there. How are you going, Patrick?
Not too bad. So, Philip, for people that are not familiar with the sport of Quidditch, could you maybe tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's a full contact mixed gender sport.
Mm.
It involves elements of rugby and dodgeball and a little bit of handball as well. It kind of originated from the Harry Potter books where they're flying around on broomsticks. Mm. And it's been adapted into a real life sport.
Mm. And how long has the club in Dublin been in existence?
Initially in Ireland, there was a club in Galway a few years ago, and now the Dublin team has been around, I think, 3 years.
Yeah, and I think it's Fairview you train at, isn't it?
Yeah, we train at Fairview Park every Sunday.
Yeah.
Although we had a little bit of a break there because quite a few of us actually, were on the Irish team that went to the World Cup last weekend.
Okay. And how did that competition go for you?
It went very, very well. We ranked 21st out of 29 teams that were at the World Cup.
Mm.
So we did very, very well. We had a few very good wins against Hong Kong, against the Netherlands, and against Switzerland.
Mm.
And we played very well in a lot of our other matches.
Yeah, and it seems to be a sport. It's only you, but it seems to be a sport that's growing.
Yeah, it is growing all over the world, all over Europe especially. It's really, really starting to take off. I think the inclusivity of the sport is a big draw for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because it's a sport that includes people of all genders all on the same team.
Mm. Yeah.
Whether you're male or female or non-binary or however you identify, you're included in this sport and everyone gets their chance.
Yeah, and for anyone that may be interested in trying out the sport, how would they go about doing it?
Well, in Ireland, we have two main teams currently set up and running. And those are the Northern Wyverns in Belfast.
Mm.
And you can find their Facebook page if being in the north suits you better. Or if you're in the Dublin area, we'd love to have you come to the Dublin Draoghta Dragons. You can find our Facebook page, Dublin Draoghta Dragons, or Quidditch Ireland Facebook page. You can get in touch with Quidditch Ireland and we'll always respond to you and put you in contact with the nearest team.
Yeah.
There's a few teams also developing around the country in Galway and in Cork at the minute.
Mm.
I think we're trying to get one going in Limerick as well if we can.
Mm.
So hopefully there'll be a few more teams around the country. And if anyone's interested in helping set up a team, just get in contact with us and we'd love to help you out.
Mm. And for yous, your main competition would be them different teams across the country?
It's mainly just us in the Dublin team playing against the Belfast team quite a bit.
Mm.
But we also travel a lot internationally for different tournaments.
Yeah. Listen, Philip, that's great. People can check out, I presume, your Facebook and Twitter page just to get more information. But thanks a million for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's great. Listen, That was Philip Muir of the Dublin Dragons Draoghta Quidditch team. So they're very, very interesting.